good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Limited again, the sun will shine again. Come, let's help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm. Hey, the sun will shine again. Come, let's help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm. Tomorrow be a brighter day, for life goes on after the storm. Me say, you lost everything, you remember God is everything. With him in your life you can win. Remember, keep your head up, please don't get fed up. You lost everything, but your life is more precious. Life goes on after the storm. Shine again. Come, let's help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm. Hey, the sun will shine again. Come, let's help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm. It's okay. Come together, all my sisters and my brothers. Remember that we are neighbors. We are full of each other. Come together for one common cause. We not do it for your word. We not do it for no applause. No applause. Help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm. Hey, the sun will shine again. Come, let's help our neighbors and friends, for life goes on after the storm.
That was our first song for the week, coming in all the way from the Bahamas. And he goes by the name of Unlimited Angel. And he has been around for a while, man, you know, giving us great reggae gospel music. And that was one of his tracks entitled Life Goes On, a song that was written to really inspire those who may, you know, be going through some rough times, you know. But I'm truly loving this tune, man. Real great stuff, you know. And he got some new music that he will be bringing out very soon, music video. So I want you guys to look out for him, man. Check him out on social media, Unlimited Angel. All right? Good stuff. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest, all the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome a gifted and anointed songwriter and songstress who can sing. Yes, indeed. Boy, I'm telling you, she loves the Lord with all her heart, mind, and soul, and strength, too. The ever-lovely Evie McKinney. Evie, welcome. How are you, sweet sister?
Thank you for having me, Mike D. God is so good. I can't even complain, even if I try.
Ah, hallelujah. Yes, God is a good God. I'm telling you.
Hi, Evie, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And I must say, man, you got a beautiful voice and you really teared up the stage on that TV show called The Four. And, you know, Puff Daddy and, you know, you had DJ Khaled judging you and they were impressed, you know. But tell me, how did you prepare yourself for that moment?
So in 2018, I was on this brand new singing competition show called The Four, Battle for Stardom. It starred P. Diddy, Meghan Trainor, and DJ Khaled. And it was every bit of amazing. I love to share my testimony about it because at first I didn't want to do it. And the reason why is because I had been so burnt out from auditioning for The Voice, X Factor, American Idol, and I would always get a no. And so I started to just believe, you know, that maybe the singing competition shows weren't for me because I was so country. They would always say stuff about my accent. They would say stuff about the songs that I wanted to perform and sing. And because I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, I love Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner. So that's what I would do in those auditions. But my. It was nothing but God.
Wow.
Ain't that just like God to make a show just for his baby girl? Because that's exactly how I feel. And it was just a dream come true.
Wow. You know, there's a saying, there is nothing before its timing. And you know, maybe when you was knocking at the door, it was just not your timing. And God is a God of timing. Great stuff.
And Evie, all is great, great, great with your new album. You just keep putting out the sensational music, diverse styles that all sound so nice. And your new album, Love, Evie McKinney, wow, it's like you're signing a love letter to God and everyone.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us about your new project, Love, Evie McKinney.
Oh, my goodness. Love, Evie McKinney. Like you just said, it is my love letter to God and to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I put literally everything. It's 12 songs on the album.
Yeah.
Every single song represents a moment, a real moment in my life that I had. And I reflected on it. And I wrote about it and I sang about it. And I'm so happy that this is my very first album because it's so me. It's so heavy. And I just hope and pray that when people listen to the album, that they feel hopeful, that they feel motivated, and that they feel like they've had an encounter with God. When I write my music in my mind, I'm always thinking, how can I glorify God in this song? And I know that if I can glorify God in my music, then when people listen to it, then they can feel like, oh my goodness, I can glorify God as well.
Hallelujah. You do a great job of that, always glorifying God, and people feel it too. It comes from your heart and it goes straight to our hearts. Wow.
Yeah, real talk. I'm telling you, every track is off the chain, man. Real, 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 real great music, man. Good stuff. Evie, there is a artist from out of South Africa, and he has a question for you.
Hello, Evie McKinney. Hi, my name is Ugo Cross Ugo Tovey James. I'm an artist from South Africa. I'm a radio host and also television actor. I would like to ask a question. I would like to know, what advice would you give to a young upcoming artist, considering that you are also young artist yourself coming up in the industry? What advice would you give? Thank you.
Cross, thank you so much for your question. My advice and my encouragement to the young upcoming artist would be, depend on God for everything. Now, God equips you, like his word says, that he equips us when we go out into the world. And, you know, whether it's an interview or, you know, you take your biggest or your smallest dream to God and you say, Lord, this is what I got. the word says, as long as you have faith as small as a mustard seed, God can work with that. Mm-hmm. But you got to give God something to work with. And so we can't go to God in doubt, like his word says in James. You know, we can't go to God with a doubtful heart saying, well, God, I don't know if you're capable of doing this, because he is. Mm-hmm. And like the word says, you need to know. When you come to Christ, you need to know that he is. You have to know that he is. And so I encourage you, take your smallest and your biggest dreams to God. And after you get off your knees from praying, ask the Lord, what can I do right now? What can I do right now to further or pursue my dream? And he will give you everything that you need, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that you need in order to become successful.
Amen. What a great word today, man. That was awesome. Very profound. And I think that what you said, you know, should be able to touch many upcoming artists' hearts, because it was very, very powerful. Thank you so much.
Well, Evie, I tell you, we love it. And we love you, Evie. Thanks so much for joining us, Evie McKinney.
Yeah, Evie, it was great, man. Awesome, awesome. You know, it's always great to have wonderful young people like you on the show who's impacting the world and inspiring people. You just keep up the great work, man. We are cheering for you in the name of Jesus. God bless.
Oh, but God.
That's Evie McKinney, the gifted songwriter and singer who a few years ago was the winner of P. Diddy's network TV talent search program called The Four. She's been recording wonderful music ever since, as she always praises God and uplifts the name of Jesus. Evie says, trust God for your needs and desires that are in His will for you. And don't give up. And we want to thank the talented and anointed songstress, Evie McKinney, out of the state of Tennessee, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Little Lord Evie McKinney is just sensational. She loves the Lord, too. And she puts out more than one single at a time, and all her music sounds great. Her song, her former number one song out of last year called Just Like God, has around 3 million views on YouTube alone. And Landlord Evie is real cool.
Mike, when I found out we were going to interview her, man, I went online to check her out, and I was just blown away by her beautiful voice and her performance. And she is just a phenomenal young lady, and it was really great having her here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is a pastor from out of the Bahamas, and his name is Pastor D.W. Dorsett. And I want you guys to check out his latest track entitled Christmas Time.
Whatever type of work you may be doing right now, that song, Christmas Time Tonight, from Pastor D.W. Dorsett, will have you moving, grooving, and being happy. Joyful! It's Christmas time, Landlord. And with that song, man, I can't stop grooving, man. Holy night.
Silent night. Holy night. It's Christmas time tonight. You know, I'm just loving this vibe from Pastor D. W. Dorsett. And this is actually his first single. And this track have a little bit of Chunknu in it. And, you know, if you are from the Bahamas, you know, in December, you know, the holiday season is special to us. And we look forward to celebrating Christ and, you know, just going down Bay Street for some sweet Chunknu music. Oh, yeah, man. I just loving the season, man, you know. And to you, Pastor Dorsett, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm just loving this track, man. Great stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, we must keep in mind that just because words we speak are free, we don't want to let wrong, hurtful words eventually wind up costing us. Be kind as you can be, even if you're tempted not to be kind. Kindness is a good thing with relatives, friends, or others during this holiday season, and always.
Yeah, Mike, you know, there is a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. But that was a lie, because words do hurt. So let's choose our words wisely. Well, at this time, we would love to thank Evie McKinney for hanging with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners and supporters who tune in to us every week. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is Barbara Cox. She's from Texas. She is an evangelist, an author, actor, radio, TV host, and so much more. And I want you guys to enjoy her track entitled Emmanuel as we all enjoy this wonderful holiday season, because we all know that God is within us. Amen. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
A child is born, a son is given, and they call his name
Emmanuel.
A child is born, a son is given, and they call his name
Emmanuel.
A child is born, a son is given, and they call his name
Emmanuel.
A child is born, is given, and they call his name
Emmanuel.
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 Say God is with us.
God is with us.
Say God is with
God
us. Say God is with
us.
Say God is with
us.
Say God is with
us.
Say God is with
us.
Say God is with us.
Emmanuel.
Say God is with
us.
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 Say God.
a little bitty baby. He was wrapped in swaddling clothing. He was lying in a manger. He was born in Bethlehem. I say one was a little bitty baby. He was wrapped in swaddling clothing. He was lying in a manger. He was born in Bethlehem.
Emmanuel.
Christmas time.